Mary Edwards Walker by Amar Habib. Early life and formative years of Mary Edwards Walker. In the tumultuous era of 19th century America, a figure emerged whose life would be a testament to courage, resilience, and the unwavering pursuit of justice. Mary Edwards Walker, born on November 26, 1832, in Oswego, New York, was destined to leave an indelible mark on history. From her early years, Mary was different. She defied the conventional norms of her time with a fierce determination that would characterize her entire life. Growing up in a family that valued education and independence, Mary was encouraged to pursue her dreams, no matter how unconventional they seemed. Her parents, Alva and Vesta Walker, instilled in her a strong sense of self-worth and the importance of standing up for what she believed in. This foundation would serve her well as she navigated the challenges of her future. Mary's formative years were marked by a keen interest in education and a desire to make a difference. She attended the Fallie Seminary in Fulton, New York, and later the Syracuse Medical College, where she earned her medical degree in 1855. This achievement was remarkable for a woman of her time, as the medical field was predominantly male-dominated. The call to service, Mary Edwards Walker and the Civil War. The outbreak of the Civil War in 1861 presented Mary with an opportunity to serve her country and utilize her medical skills. Despite the societal barriers and skepticism she faced, Mary was determined to contribute to the war effort. She traveled to Washington, D.C., where she volunteered as a nurse and later as a surgeon, working tirelessly to care for the wounded soldiers. Mary's experiences during the Civil War were nothing short of extraordinary. She faced numerous challenges, from the lack of recognition for her medical skills to the dangers of the battlefield. However, her unwavering dedication and compassion earned her the respect of her peers and the admiration of her patients. One of the most pivotal moments in Mary's life came in 1863, when she crossed Confederate lines to provide medical care to Union soldiers. This act of bravery and selflessness would eventually lead to her capture by Confederate forces. Despite being imprisoned, Mary's spirit remained unbroken. Her courage and resilience in the face of adversity were traits that would define her throughout her life. The Medal of Honor and its significance. Mary Edwards Walker's contributions during the Civil War did not go unnoticed. In 1865, she was awarded the Medal of Honor, the highest military honor in the United States, for her bravery and selfless service. This award was a testament to her unwavering commitment to her country and her fellow soldiers. However, the significance of Mary's Medal of Honor extends beyond her individual achievement. It symbolizes the broader struggle for women's rights and recognition in a society that often marginalized them. Mary's story is a powerful reminder that individual determination can catalyze significant societal shifts. As Mary once said, "We live in deeds, not years." Her life was a living embodiment of this philosophy as she continued to fight for justice and equality long after the war. A life of advocacy and activism. Mary Edwards Walker's life was not defined solely by her military service. She was a multifaceted individual who dedicated herself to various causes, including women's rights, civil rights, and social justice. After the Civil War, Mary continued to practice medicine and also became a prominent journalist, writing articles for newspapers and magazines. Her advocacy extended to the political arena as well. Mary was one of the first women to run for the U.S. Senate, although she was ultimately eliminated in the primary. Her political aspirations were driven by a desire to create meaningful change and to ensure that women's voices were heard in the highest echelons of power. Mary's personal life was also marked by her unconventional choices. She married Albert Miller, a fellow physician, and the couple adopted a number of children. Mary's views on marriage and family were progressive for her time, reflecting her broader commitment to challenging societal norms. Legacy and impact. Mary Edwards. Walker's legacy is profound and far-reaching. She was a trailblazer in every sense of the word, paving the way for future generations of women in medicine, politics, and social activism. Her story is a clarion call to uphold the values of courage, persistence, and justice. As we reflect on Mary's life, we are reminded of the enduring struggle for equality and the importance of recognizing the contributions of those who dare to challenge the norm. Her life serves as a powerful inspiration, encouraging us to stand tall in the face of adversity and to never abandon hope. In Mary's own words, "When the masses are against you, when fear is on every side, and when it seems like you are standing alone, that is when you should stand the tallest. That is when you plant yourself like a mountain, and you do what your heart knows is right, even if death will be your only reward." Remembering Mary Edwards Walker. Mary Edwards Walker passed away on February 21, 1919, but her spirit and legacy continue to inspire us today. Her life was a testament to the power of individual determination and the impact one person can have on society. As we honour Mary's memory, we are reminded of the importance of continuing her work. We must advocate for those who are marginalised, fight for justice, and never forget the sacrifices of those who came before us. In the words of Mary Edwards Walker, "Let the generations know that women in uniform also guaranteed their freedom." Her story is a vivid tapestry of perseverance, a reminder that our deeds, not our years, define us. Mary Edwards Walker's life is a powerful reminder of how individual courage can shape history and inspire future generations to stand tall and fight for what is right.